Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, you goddamn fantastic people, and welcome to the podcast Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. I'm your host, Sam, and I am fucked up on cocaine. And to even me out is a beer. How you doing, Machu? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, well, you're sitting here drinking some Coke. Doing a podcast on cocaine. We've just been talking about Sam's past for that.
Hey. No one needs to know about how this movie's title was my London diet of cocaine and beers.
Beers and nose beers and all those kinds of beers.
All the beers. Anyway, yeah, the film Cocaine Beer, were you, had any anticipation? Were you excited about seeing this? Did you know about this movie?
Yeah, the name itself, just pretty much, it's in the name. Pretty sure that a bear on cocaine is going to be running wild through the bush, causing havoc. So, yeah, I didn't have any high expectations, to be honest. I just thought this was going to be another pretty rubbish movie.
Did you know it's based on a true story?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I still find that really hard to believe.
The true story is that this bear found some cocaine, ate all of it, and then died from a heart attack about 17 minutes later. So none of the shit in this movie fucking happened. Anyway, yeah, it has a score of 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb. It has a score of 69% on Rotten Tomatoes and a score of 54% on Metacritic. And whoever's watched it the most recently has to give the plot. Given that I'm being a dick, I'm going to make you do the plot. What's the plot of this film, bro?
Okay, so a drug dealer's flying over the forest in America.
Quality podcast.
And for some reason, he's throwing out the cocaine onto the ground because it's all hyped up. And he ends up crashing and dying, I think. And a bear in the woods.
He fucking headbutts himself and then crashes a plane.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, he walked it off, bro.
So it's all over the news that a plane full of cocaine is crashing in the bush and there's cocaine all around. So a bunch of gangsters go and look for it and they find a beer hopped up on cocaine terrorizing everyone in the bush.
Then proceeds to turn into a horror comedy, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Look it up, guys. It's exactly what it says in Wikipedia.
Exactly. If you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review a movie by asking 20 questions about it. We start with 10 that can be applied to any film. If there's three of us, but because Kahu bailed on us, there's only two of us this week, so we're going to do 13 questions that can be applied to any film. We then move through three personal questions that we thought of while watching this film, and sometimes people like to read the questions that the other person sent them, and they don't send back the exact same questions. Well, very similar to what the dude has just sent them, but hey, not this time. This time around, Machu is, well, we were really prepared for this one, aren't we?
Super original questions, my ones were.
Exactly. Rather than, like, pre-answer the questions this time, listeners, because we normally do. We normally, like, you know, write down our answers and stuff. We just snorted a whole bunch of cocaine and we're just going to get into it. So anyway, yep, 13 questions and then three personal questions and then finish on a Patreon question. When we start with compliment sandwich or shit sandwich. Oh, I'm curious to know what you're going to give those.
Okay, well, so my first good thing about this film is I like the cast. Like they're like sort of like B-listers, but they're all the B-listers that I like. Like the guy from Game of Thrones, had the guy from Modern Family. Old Felicity was in there.
God, I hope I recorded the preamble of me telling you about where these guys are from.
Ray Liotta.
Oh, well, he's in this one.
What about old Ice Cube's son? I don't know his name, but he's just forever Ice Cube's son. But yeah, so I enjoyed watching them in the film, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Halfway through the movie, Machu actually elbowed me and said, "There's no way he can die. He's Ice Cube's son." And I was like, "That's the fuck does that have to do with anything?"
Can't break. That's movie rules 101. And then my bad thing about this film, I think they got the order of this film a bit mixed up. So some of the best scenes were sort of in the middle, and maybe they could have changed the order and had those scenes at the end.
Yeah.
And then the other good thing I liked about this film is that they broke a few rules and the kids got high on cocaine right at the start. That was pretty cool. And I kind of just wish they went a little bit more crazy because we were like, holy fuck, they just smashed a whole bunch of cocaine.
Like legitimately like a couple of eight balls worth, eh? Like they swallowed like a half a pound of Coke each sort of thing. It was like a decent handful.
That was insane. Cool, eh? Yeah, tell me a movie where you've seen a kid eat that much cocaine, get on the gear that hard.
Well, only my home video, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, on to me. Yeah, first good thing, like the ambulance scene. Fuck, that was bad shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was awesome. Good way of ratcheting up the tension. The bad thing, some of the CGI was a bit patchy, and I've got to call out the ending. Fuck, the ending bored the shit out of me.
Mm.
Like, the first two thirds amazing, and like so many other horror films, it's like they get to the last third and they're like, how do we end this? Oh, let's just have all these characters have a bit of an argument and then a bit of a shootout, and then Bear, you think the Bear's dead, but he comes back to life and saves the day, or she.
The best film ending I've seen recently is probably Violent Night.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. And we were like, how are they going to, they've just been killing people so many different ways. How are they going to top that? And then they topped it, and you're just like, holy fuck. That's fucking, but here they didn't do that, you know. It kind of went backwards in the end.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Final good thing, some of the humor in it was pretty funny. You know, having a bear's vagina on his head. How do you know it's a female? His vagina's on my face. Shit like that. Oh, I enjoyed it. It's a score out of 10,000 cocaine pouches. What are you going to give it?
I want to go 6,500 lines at Sam's house on a Friday night.
This podcast does not endorse the use of illicit substances, nor is anybody that's been on this podcast or will be or has been on this podcast has used illicit substances. I just want to put that out there for Mr. FBI man that's listening to this.
Yeah.
All the alphabet men, all the CIA, the DEA, FBI.
Do not swab any of Sam's credit cards.
I'm about the same, 6,500. Like, I enjoyed my time, but, you know, then I didn't.
Yeah.
So it's like the first two thirds, so I'm going to give it two thirds of a out of 10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. 666666, whatever that is.
It's, that's that religion that you follow, I think.
Fuck, I told you not to talk about this one.
Hey, here's a bit of trivia. How long is the longest line of cocaine ever snorted? You know the answer.
How the fuck do you wait? You never do any prep for any podcast ever.
I saw this pop up on my Facebook feed the other day. I don't know why. Targeted ads, I suppose, but
who goes around measuring this shit?
Yeah, someone, just have a guess. Have a guess.
12 meters.
12 meters. Too short.
What?
Way too short.
Is this the reason why Snuffleupagus is permanently coming down? Like, was it him?
it's a person.
He can't be still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Is he making Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
He's walking like he's in one. The longest line of coke ever snorted is 1.2 kilometers.
Oh, fuck off.
Now, look, and he's beaten, and that's not the first attempt. There's another line, the one that was like 800
that's
meters.
Clearly a fucking Photoshop photo.
No, it's not.
What the fuck are you showing this to me? I need to put a link in the show notes for whatever the hell much you just showed me.
He's got like a bit of, what is it, conduit? Like, basically a long pole for a straw that's the same size as a man.
And mountains of cocaine. He makes Tony Montana at the end of Scarface look like a fucking five-year-old, bro. This is fucking bullshit.
No, it's not. It's real.
Fucking bullshit.
It's cool. The guy who did it, his name's Peter the Snout.
Fuck off.
And he's known in his local community as a minging chav. Smashed the previous record of 800 metres set by Henry the Hoover Marshall in San Antonio, Ibiza, earlier the year.
What's that site called? BS News. Oh, yeah.
He says, I'm very proud, fucking proud of myself.
Somebody call an ambulance.
For a little while and halfway through, I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it. Well, I hit a wall big time, but thankfully, the adrenaline and a little bit of cocaine that was actually in the coke I snorted, kicked in, and I managed to get through it. 1.2 kilometers, it's real.
Bro, there's this Nigerian prince that has $20 million waiting for you,
yeah,
bro.
Well, I gave him $1,000 the other day because apparently I had to pay a deposit to unlock my $1 million.
Holy shit. Okay, anyway, let's move over to the normal questions. Question number two, what was it?
What was the biggest dick move in the movie?
So many. It's got to be the woman blowing that dude's head off.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna go there. Yeah,
like she, admittedly, she doesn't do it on purpose. But the guy's just standing there, and she doesn't tell him to get the fuck out of the way. She doesn't tell him that there's a bear coming to attack them. They're all like convinced it's Ice Cube's son that's coming to get them. But yeah, and then she just shoots the guy in the back of the head, and she's just like, "Oh well,
I like it. She goes, did he get you as well? And she's like, yeah, it took a big chunk out of my ass. And the dude's like, what the fuck is this guy up to? It's going crazy.
I love the paramedic showing up and going, I thought this was just a concussion.
I thought the biggest dick move was when Ray Liotta shot the cop. Like, the cop was all good. He was up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Old Shit.
Old Shit.
He said shit once and this. He goes, oh, the shit. And I was like, no. We know what you're fucking known for, bro. Drop the shit. That was bollocks. Next question. What was the most moronic decision made by an otherwise smart character?
I reckon climbing on top of that bloody gazebo.
How the fuck did you get up there, really, eh? Yeah. Swung from that tree over there. What tree?
What tree?
What fucking tree is around that gazebo? Tarzan? What the fuck?
I like it when he just looks down and he's like, how the fuck am I going to get down here? I'm coming down. Oh.
Bro, during the holidays, I got up on the garage roof to try and fix the roof, and it was before you were coming over, and I got up there, no phone, nothing, and then I couldn't find the ladder again. Like I had it not leaned up against the garage.
Under the awning.
And because I'm short-legged, I was trying around to find it and shit, and I was like, I'm going to jump off this roof and break both my ankles, shins, fucking everything, man. Munchie's going to come around here. And I'm going to be crawling towards the house to try and fucking ring the ambulance. Yeah. It started pissing with rain as well. Getting wet up there. That car was fucked. You know what I mean? Like, it was fucked.
What a fucking dumbass.
The one for me. Yeah, the woman at the end. Like, first of all, going to get her daughter. Fuck that. Why the hell are you going to go get your daughter from a bear's cave? That's just fucking stupid. But, like, they finally jump in the water. They should have jumped in that water fucking ages ago. Yeah. It was their escape. You know, like, what were they hoping for? That the bear was going to come back and fuck them up?
Yeah.
Oh, that was stupid. Anyway, question 4.
What was the biggest load of bullshit in this movie?
Okay, so, the true story was that the bear died like 17 minutes after ingesting all this cocaine. In this movie, bear is the fucking Energizer Bunny that keeps coming back to life and going and going and going again.
Yeah.
I mean, really? The whole movie's preposterous, right? Like, there's nothing in this
that
makes
sense. At one point, the bear chases down the ambulance and jumps about 50 meters in the air into the back of the ambulance, and you're like, good. This is good. Good. This is a good film when fucking actually ridiculous shit happens like that.
I don't know. You won't see it in zoos, but I've actually seen that in the wild before, right? Yeah. That was pretty preposterous. The first of our Patreon questions comes courtesy of our man Dan Brennick of Netflix and Swill. Netflix and Swill is an awesome podcast, covers all things Netflix related. Go over and check them out. His question, who was the true MVP of the movie?
It's got to be Felicity. She's the
Keri Russell? Yeah.
Yeah, Felicity.
Just call her Felicity, bro.
Yeah, she doesn't have a name. She's branded with that one character she played 1,000 years ago. It's gotta be
for a show none of us have watched.
she goes and saves that little boy, and she tracks down her little girl and saves the day, and so it's her.
Yeah. The funny part about the question is it can't be the main character, and then I was like, who is the main character in this?
But the one I like, I reckon it's probably the park ranger. She made the film for me.
That'd be my one. Her or Dave Grohl, you know, like the Dave Grohl and meth paramedic guy that shows up.
Yeah.
Managed to take a 500-pound bear from the door, you know, like managed to have the bear and the door land on top of him, and he's still fucking breathing and still holding it off, sort of thing. I was like, he's the man. Sure, he's a dumbass that let the bear out of there, but oh well. It's definitely the park ranger. She was number one.
Yeah, it's park ranger.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you reckon she was still alive? I was like,
come on, man.
She fell out of the thing and skidded across, and she's just like, ah. So she was alive when she was skidding across the road and she fell out of the ambulance.
Talking about biggest loads of bullshit, Kahu did mention to me when that happened how the cop car just drives past her. You know, like they just leave this corpse on the ground and they're just like, oh, well.
And then Felicity, when she comes back, she like walks past them as well. It's like, not even like, oh, is there a person there? Are they okay? Well, never mind. I just need to get home.
Doesn't she say, don't look at that, kids?
It's not a zombie.
Might be. Who fucking knows in this film?
Yeah, question number 6. What characters best represents the other podcaster?
Man, if I know someone who's got a dusty beaver. No, their park ranger's got to be Kahu, though, eh?
Oh, yeah.
For long-term listeners of the podcast.
Ready to carry a gun? Ready to shoot?
Oh, yeah, no, see, Kahu wouldn't carry a gun. He'd be the other guy, the one that's loves the animals and all that sort of shit, out there doing animal survey.
Doesn't catch on to all her verbal cues.
Yeah. Bears can't climb trees. Yes, they can. And then the bear immediately climbs a tree, fucks him up.
That's a dusty beaver. Yeah, I've been working on that for a while. you're the bear.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all knew that.
You're gonna murder anyone that's got your fucking KFC or cocaine or whatever it is.
You're the young Han Solo guy, the one that ditched his kid and then just went on a fucking bender for 3 weeks.
Yeah. I'm so sad. It's my life's so worth. Pick up your kid, Machu.
What kid?
Where the fuck? Oh, it's been 3 weeks. Why the fuck am I looking after your kids? Joan. I've got a tattoo of John on me that's supposed to be Joan.
Yeah, there you go. There's more machu. There's more machuisms. Anyway, it moves us over to question number 7. What quote from this film would be the worst thing to hear immediately after you finish having sex?
Oh, it's probably when, don't take this the wrong way, listeners, it's when the kid sees that bear maul, the guy up the tree. And he says, I'd love not to remember this. But it kind of seems like this is the type of thing that stays with a man forever.
Oh, good on you. There's one point in which, Eddie, I think the character's name, is just like, I don't like this. Please stop. It's like the bear's hugging him or whatever, like getting intimate. And I was like, yeah, fuck that. I wouldn't want to hear that.
Oh, what about when... that chick, the park ranger, is shooting and almost hitting those guys, and it's like, and you're like, why are you shooting at me?
That'd be awesome too. Anyway, it moves us over to question number 8. What do you got?
Question 8. What's something in this movie that you notice that you don't think other people might have immediately noticed?
I'm surprised you didn't notice this. I pointed out to you in the film, there's a sign in the background that says home of the original glory hole. And I was like, look at that. One of our regular guests, Emily, is actually from Georgia. And so I asked her about it. I said, do you know where the home of the original glory hole is? And she was like, what the fuck is this message you're sending me? She's like, do you live near the original glory hole? If I come over, can I go visit it? She's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? So she didn't know, but apparently it is somewhere in North Georgia.
I thought it was funny that Ice Cube's son was the only person in the film that didn't obviously get a costume for the 80s. He just rolled up in his ordinary clothes. It's like, they're like, fuck, man, we're supposed to be from the 80s. I don't give a shit. I'm Ice Cube's son. This is what I wear,
yeah. Like, he was legitimately pissed off when he started getting holes in his shit, eh? Like, that was like, they weren't even filming a scene in that. They were just recording him. And he's like, oh, what the fuck? I got a fucking hole in my jersey.
He's wearing Yeezy shoes. He's like,
Jordan 95s.
Yeah. Is it an Apple iWatch on, eh? Yeah. He answered his cell phone 3 times during the film when they had to cut it out.
Hang on, just getting FaceTimed. Yo, Dad,
yo, it's your man, Ice Cube's son. Don't you have a name?
Anyway, it moves us over to question number 9. Comes courtesy of our mate Nerdtrovert. At what point during this film was the best time for a bathroom break?
After the ambulance scene.
Fuck yes. Yeah, just go take home. A mean dump.
Yeah.
Fall asleep. Yeah.
Didn't need to know what happened after that.
You kind of knew what was going to happen. There was a little bit of a... No, I'll cover that in a later question, actually. Yeah. Question 10.
What character would probably try to kick the hell out of you if they met you in real life?
I feel like everybody in this movie would probably try to beat the shit out of both of us if they met us in real life.
Yeah, it's got to be the kids, right?
It's got to be the kids, yeah. The Duchamps or whatever they call themselves.
What are they called?
Duchamp kids or something like that. Apparently they're based on a true story as well.
What, they were hanging around and stealing cocaine in the bush and also attacking people and stealing trinkets from the...
Yeah, like robbing hikers or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Which one of them do you reckon go you first?
The leader.
Oh, the one that's going to New York with his two buddies.
Yeah. Or the skinny one, because they're like, this is my chance to beat someone up.
Yeah. The larger one kind of seemed like a bit of a pussy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with him then, just for that. I reckon, no, Ice Cube's son will probably kick the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Who am I kidding? Everyone will try and kick the shit out of me.
Those kids?
Yeah.
Maybe the boy. Oh, and the girl. Girl's tougher, eh?
Yeah, the girl's tougher. Kerry Russell, Felicity, she'd probably kick the shit out of me.
Yeah,
yeah. Us.
Yeah, just imagine her in the bar. Fuck off.
I reckon a better...
Oh, not again.
Probably stand a better chance with the cocaine beer, to be honest.
Yeah.
Moves us over to question number 11. What deep philosophical debate arose in you during this film?
My deep philosophical debate was, I want to know how bad the hiker's sister was at singing. Like, you know, they
wasn't that his wife or going to be his wife?
Yeah, no, the sister of Game of Thrones guy.
Okay.
The wildling. So, yeah. And she says to him, I don't want your sister singing at the wedding because she's fucking terrible. And I'm like, because he's already got like a shit accent. So I was like, how bad would his sister be?
Fuck you. You want to hear it, right? You kind of want to know.
It's a question that'll never get answered.
Well, like, they had a little like post-credit scene for some of the stuff. So we find out that Ice Cube's son's fingers got eaten and all that sort of shit. Like, it would have been funny if we saw his funeral and there's this woman singing and she's just terrible. You know, like, that would have been kind of funny. Yeah, it would have been like, oh, that's a good callback to the start.
Yeah.
The one for me is, why didn't the bear just kill the daughter? You know, like, why'd the bear take the daughter back to the cave?
Yeah, I was wondering that too. Like, what was the point of that? Like, it was just sort of been like hanging about, and for some reason he dragged that girl all the way back for miles.
Yeah, she female bear, remember, vagina on the head.
Yeah, that's right.
Question number 12: what character clearly needs to get laid? Ray Liotta, right? Come on.
Oh, I reckon he gets some game.
Yeah,
it's the Dusty Beaver. That's the one that clearly needs. Like, she's. She's working on it, and she's trying to hook up with the gay guy from Modern Family. She's in a whole lot of trouble.
She's got European perfume on. I reckon it's the gay guy from Modern Family as well, though. Like, he probably doesn't even know what sex is. He strikes me as asexual.
Yeah, he talks about his friends in the bush, eh? Because they're not animals.
Please don't elaborate on this shit, man. Please don't elaborate. Anyway, question number 13. What minor change to this film would have ended it in like 15 minutes?
That none of the cocaine got dropped. It was just beer.
Just the most boring film ever.
Yeah. No one went look for cocaine. The police didn't show up. Yeah, it's like drugs were on the street getting sold to kids like normal. Like, there's normal stuff.
Talk about kids and drugs. I think if the cocaine had reacted like cocaine would have done in the body of a 12 or 13-year-old boy and girl, and Kerry Russell would have easily found her daughter because she would have been a corpse on the side of a fucking trail somewhere after ingesting a handful of cocaine.
It's funny.
No effects. Like, you know, they're like, you know, if they've shown them animated and all that sort of shit, but it's like, it's one of these things. Elizabeth Banks, you know, made this film. She was the director. Could you imagine, like, her being on set with the parents and being like, okay, I need to explain to these kids what cocaine looks like, does, and, you know, so I can get a performance out of them. And their parents would be like, what the fuck? It was like, we want your kids to act like they're on cocaine, so we're going to have to explain to them how fucking awesome cocaine is so that they act really hyperactive.
I like it how that kid bullshits about having done, yeah, I do cocaine all the time. Me and our old mate down at the...
Fuck,
the
he's machu, god damn it! That is machu.
Never even done cocaine once, they even talk about it like a... How much do you take? Oh, a little bit more than that, pretty sure. Whoa.
I just love how he tries to tough guy it, then immediately blows everywhere, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, that moves us over to our personal questions. Machu, what have you got this week?
What's the best and worst advice to give someone who runs into a bear? So one of them, they said fight it. Some people said lay down. So what's the what is it?
If it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down.
Yeah.
Fucked if I know, right?
If you see a bear, like, what the fuck are you doing in a place where you're with a bear, eh? That's the...
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of there.
The only bears we have in New Zealand are enclosures. I don't even know if we have one in a zoo. Yeah. Like, if I'm in a fucking enclosure with a bear, I've already fucked up enough in life that I...
I went traveling through Africa. I went to this place called Baboon Point, and there's this monstrous baboons everywhere, and everyone's just walking through them, and I was shitting my pants. And then some guy pulled out some food. You're not supposed to do this. And all the baboons started chasing them. And some people ran. Some people froze. There was one guy in the van with the doors locked. And that was me.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up to me and he tries to get in. He can't get in. because the doors are locked. And he reckons before I opened the doors, I looked left and right to make sure that there was no baboons.
Like, you're a freaking scumbag.
I'm a survivor. There's no way I go out into the... If there's bears in the woods, you don't go fucking... That's the advice. Don't go in the woods.
Listeners, if you Google Baboon Massacre Africa 2013 or something like that, you're going to find a sole survivor, but you gave an interesting account of, yeah, I just fucking left them to die.
Yeah. Well, if I open the door, then I might have gotten hurt as well.
The funniest one I've seen is like an old joke is like, what do you do if a gorilla tries to have sex with you? Offer him a blowjob. That's a good point. What the fuck else are you going to do?
Hand job,
yeah,
Sam.
Maybe a hand job.
I don't know how many blowjobs you've given before, but Dutch, I think go for the hand job.
Go for the least amount of skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah. At least you don't have to look at something when you can look, turn your head away.
Off from a body pillow.
Yeah. Okay, my next question was, what character do you wish died... but didn't?
Oh, fucking all of them, to be honest. I've got a question on this as well. This is very similar to one of my other questions. Good question.
If you're playing podcast bingo, just tick the box that said Sam complaining or talking shit about his own podcast.
Absolutely. Oh, Blondie, that was going to New York with his mates. He was a bit of a dick.
Yeah. I reckon one of the kids, we need to break some more rules. One of the kids or Ice Cube's son, those guys had to die. That's what I wanted to see.
How did Ice Cube's son make it through this, eh? Like, the guy at the worst, like, gets stabbed, gets his fingers shot off. Yeah, anyway. Your final question?
How should this film had ended? Like, the ending was pretty shit, but how would you have made it different?
Just, like... the bear takes Manhattan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I was.
He just goes wild. Like, you know, she goes wild and just starts storming out of there.
I was thinking like a Predator ending where a helicopter comes down and they'll go to the chopper. And like, the bear chases him in, jumps in the helicopter and they have a fight. That would be cool.
Yeah, and then the bear flies the helicopter to a city and just starts fucking people up. Goes on a rampage.
Yeah. They all jump out of the helicopter and the bear just carries on in the plane with its two little cubs. Yeah.
Last scene going to Colombia.
Yeah. I don't know how much petrol a helicopter needs to get to Colombia, but I feel like that's something that could happen.
Hey, if a bear can jump 50 feet, fuck it, it can fly a helicopter to Colombia, man. Fuck it.
That would be classic, actually. And then they have more little bears, and then they end up having this bear city in Colombia.
Yeah, cocaine bear too. Colombia Boogaloo. That'd be the tits. Moves over to my questions, which the first question was going to be, if you came across cocaine beer, what would your response be? Which is very similar to Machu's question. So I'm just going to change it to what animal, like what do you reckon is the largest animal that even if it was fucked up on cocaine, you reckon you could still take in a fight?
I was going to say a hamster, but then I watched Super Pets and hamsters are pretty dangerous. So it's like, so
the great documentary Super
smaller
Pets.
Smaller than a hamster, like.
Nah, think bigger, bro. Like the biggest animal you reckon you could take.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, this is our.
Like, that's your base level
of
a hamster?
I'm scared of mice, though. So it's like, fuck. The biggest animal. Like a fish. But even a fish could be probably. Yeah, it'd be pretty fucked up with a fish as well. Like a goldfish or something. Well, that's a shit animal that doesn't do anything. Like a sloth. But then on cocaine, it'd be fucking.
Imagine that, eh? Sully is like a fucking. Like pretty, honey badger.
Pretty
or something.
Big claws or something as well. Yeah, this is a tough one. I'm going to have to...
You're an idiot, man. You, middle of the field, kg of cocaine, blue whale.
How long
is that going to last? Middle of the desert. There we go. Who's going to last longer, you or the blue whale?
Maybe the whale.
Probably would be the whale. He probably wants to fuck you up. Okay, my next question. Much as one was, what character do you wish died but didn't? My question was, were we supposed to give a shit about any of these characters? Were we meant to care? Like, I had a hard time. I really struggled giving a shit about anybody in
this film. Even the guy who's the son of Ray Liotta, who his wife just died, and it's got a sad story, but just left his kid for dead, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And he's got this moral conscience about being brought up in this gang lifestyle, but then can't even look after his kid, so and then like Ice Cube's son, he has a bit of a change of heart, but then he's like a piece of shit as well. So.
Yeah. Kerry Russell and the kids, the kids were annoying as hell. Kerry Russell was like, yeah, fine, you know. The one for me, and this is one that probably should have died, was the police lady. You know, the one that ratted out old shit and then fucking took his dog and then gave it to somebody else and then cruised. Yeah, she was shit. She should have got like fucking taken down.
What the fuck was up with that twist as well? Like she was part of the bad guy's crew. Like, what the fuck?
It was way too many twists for such a plain, like a simple plotted movie, eh? Anyway, final question. How dusty do you reckon that beaver was?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, like, have you ever done, like, spring cleaning and you go and you find some clothes that have been, like, that you've worn since when you're 12 years old or something like that? Like,
ever gone around to your nana's house and there's a room that she's never been in like 20 years? It was like your granddad's house, a room, you know, he used to do stuff in, but he died and then she's left it how it is. And
there's so much cobwebs that it becomes a wall. It's like cobwebs on cobwebs.
You sneeze and there's dust on top of dust.
Yeah.
You can see your breath in the air because it's just dust particles. You reckon that dusty?
Yeah. So it's... Yeah.
This is getting worse by the second.
Yeah.
Why don't we move down to our final question, which is a Patreon question, which comes courtesy of our mate, Chris Enney. You're the man, Chris. His question, what on-the-nose song would you drop into this movie? And I've got to say that them dropping White Lines in at the end as the credits was like pretty on-the-nose as well. Like, they're doing our job for us at this point.
I can't remember that.
White Lines.
Oh, is this like the, oh, it's not the,
not six, the, six, not the 660. No. This is an American film. They don't know who New Zealand bands are, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, the easy one for me, you don't want to jump in there before you get it, is Lit Up by Buck Cherry. You know, which literally starts, like, the second line is, I'm on a plane with cocaine, and yes, I'm all lit up again. It's like, jump it at the start. Buck Cherry, there we go. Like, it's just so, so obvious. Or even when every time the beer gets high, they can chuck it in there. I suppose the reason why they didn't want to use this and why they use White Lines is because White Lines is from, like, 1970s, and so this is an 80s movie.
Yeah.
So it seemed weird to have a 90s movie and an 80s movie.
Oh, so, yeah, for me, it's got to be Eric Clapton's classic song, Cocaine.
And would you drop it in at the part where he's in the plane, as if you want to get high, if you want to fly, Cocaine? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Have I just gone to sleep and forgot that you just said that exact answer?
Yes. Holy fuck, this has been an episode for the books. Anyway, that does take us down to the end. I don't think we need to elaborate on that anymore. Are you still Googling songs over there? What are you doing?
Well, I'm just going to look through your house to find that few white lines.
A few?
Yeah.
Bro, these walls are heaving with them. Fuck, I'm going to get raided.
Yeah.
Anyway, that does take us down to the end. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Upcoming episodes, who knows? Who knows? Like, as we're doing fortnightly episodes, so we are open to suggestions.
The new Creed film's out.
Yeah, I know. That was going to be one of my questions was, remember when we did Bullet Train and then we were like, hey, we should have done Prey? Should we have done Creed, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I feel like that was... I like this film. I like this film, though. This one's classic, but it's... you could have watched it could have streamed it on Flixster.2 or something like that.
This podcast does not endorse the illegal use or piracy of movies or anything like that. We're open suggestions. Listeners, get back to us. Let us know any films that you want us to do and we'll start chucking them through rotation.
Liz was real keen for Magic Mike's Last Dance.
She wasn't, actually.
Yeah, she wasn't. Is that true?
I don't know. She started talking about it and I just tuned out, so maybe she was.
Yeah.
She was like, are you even listening to me? And I was like, fuck, that's a weird way to start a conversation. Anyway, yeah, that's if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter at Movie Reviews In or Facebook or Instagram at Movie Reviews In 20 Qs. Anyway, yep, that's thanks from me.
Cha-cha.
So maybe I'll just say Eric Clapton cocaine and just like ruin whatever you're trying to Google right now.
Yeah. So there is a song that I remember, and it's like, it's cocaine and beer in it.
Top quality podcast. Yeah, 45 minutes. That's possibly the fastest episode I've ever recorded.